The debt ceiling is not about authorizing a penny of new spending. It's about paying bills for obligations already incurred by previous Congresses. And that includes, for instance, veterans benefits. We have 1 million new veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. We don't raise the debt ceiling so that we can meet promises we made to them, then it's going to really hurt them. And the idea that some members of Congress have that it's an option for us to pay our bills is pretty bizarre. It would be like folks in Vermont or New York saying, hey, I don't like my electrician, so I won't pay my plumber. You just can't do that. You pay your bills. America pays its bills. And a clean debt ceiling acknowledges that.
The clean debt ceiling, I thought, was also not having any amendments or other ideas being attached to it, that it simply refers to the debt ceiling and that's it. Am I looking at that properly?
That's exactly right. What's happened is that Senator Cruz from Texas is seeing this as a tactical device to try to defund Obamacare. And he doesn't have a chance to get that done. The Senate won't do it. The president won't sign it. But what he's willing to do is literally destroy the credit rating of the United States in order to try to achieve his goal, which is unachievable. So this has become a really divisive tactic that is quite destructive. Because at the end of the day, if America defaulted on its obligations, then the markets would react violently. And it would compel Congress to do later what it should do up front. Also, it would have real negative impact on jobs. Interest rates would go up, kids with student loans, folks who are on a variable rate mortgage. All of that would really cause enormous damage in the economy. And we've got this really bizarre situation here in Congress where some folks are willing to use tactics that are very destructive to try to get their way on something that might be debatable. But you have to have some restraint here. America pays its bills. You know, people who have obligations in their families, they meet them. But the idea that we'll just stiff our creditors in the meantime if we don't get our way, in the case of Mr. Cruz trying to get rid of Obamacare, I mean, that is a very destructive approach. And I think everyday people know you have to pay your bills. And the idea that you won't and you jeopardize benefits to veterans, Social Security checks going out on time, roads and bridges not being repaired, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
This isn't the first time that you've tried to coordinate the debate on this, and you actually had a letter in the past, and I think this time you have even more of your colleagues signing on to the letter.
Yeah, it was in August of 2011, because that was the first time that the Republican conference started talking about using defaulting on America's obligations as a way to get what they wanted on other issues. And this time it's gotten much worse. Because you've got a very strong Tea Party element in the House. You've got Senator Cruz, who's willing to do anything to grandstand in the Senate. And they really appear determined to do whatever it takes, including shut government down and default on America's obligations, compromise our credit rating, if that'll, in the case of Mr. Cruz, get him some attention for the presidential campaign. And in the case of the Tea Party Republicans, at least maintain the illusion that they're going to be able to derail Obamacare.
We had the Tea Party in play the last time. Why have the dynamics changed so dramatically?
Well, I think two things. One is that there's presidential politics, and that's clearly the motivation for Senator Cruz. So anything that in his mind is going to help him with the Tea Party base, he'll do, at whatever cost to the rest of America. The second, in the House, there's a very willful minority, probably 40 to 60 Republican members, who are Tea Party loyalists. And they'll do anything to try to grind government to a halt to get their way. And the person that has to make the biggest decision here is John Boehner, the Speaker. Now, he's a practical person, and he knows that this is a really dumb idea, and he knows it won't work. But he's been adhering to this rule that he won't bring something to the floor if it takes Democratic votes to pass. And obviously the way forward is to work with Democrats, pay our bills, try to work for a substitute for the sequester. I mean, we can get this done, but we've got to go back to the old way of doing business where there's some give and take on both sides of the aisle.
What are your hopes with this letter that you and the other Democrats released?
Well, we're making it clear that the Senate, Mr. Reid, the House, with 186 and really almost all of us, are standing with the president when it comes to the proposition that America pays its bills. It's that simple. So this notion that you can negotiate America's full faith and credit, or its credit rating, in order to get your way on your pet issue. That's just off the table. And the sooner the Tea Party folks and Senator Cruz get that through their head, the better.
Peter Welch, you've said several times that we have to make it clear that America pays its debts. Is there any way to lower some of the debt?
Well, in fact, we've been bringing the debt down. The debt as a percentage of the gross domestic product has been cut in half. So it's a serious issue, a long-term issue, but a lot of it has to do with the cost of health care, and that's not just the Medicare program or Obamacare. Health care costs in this country are about double what they are in all of our competitor countries. And that's the big challenge where we should be trying to work together. And it's not about slashing benefits. It really has to be about changing the delivery system.
We have an October 17th deadline with this debt ceiling. If the Republicans still block doing something, what will we see after October 17th?
If we don't increase the debt ceiling and we go into default, it's going to create havoc in the financial markets. The U.S. Treasury bill is the gold standard. All other instruments, all other credit and bonds are pegged to the interest rate on the U.S. Treasury bill. And if there is doubt about the willingness of our country to pay its bills, it means that that treasury rate is going to go up. That'll have an immediate impact on the value of all assets. Anybody on a flexible rate mortgage is going to pay higher. Kids on student loans, they're going to pay higher. And the market would probably go down. That's what happened last time. So at the end of the day, the markets would revolt against what Congress did, and their revolt would result in Congress ultimately capitulating, raising the debt ceiling, but doing an immense amount of damage before the job got done. So this is just an absolutely crazy plan.